我们这时候就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是必定会抵达。
Good morning, and I greet all of you a very blessed Lord's Day in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名，向大家来问安，愿主赐福给大家。
Everything that we do in life has a destination.
我们在生命中所做的一切，都会有一个终极的目标目的地。
You may describe it by using other words.
你可能可以用其他的字眼字句来描述。
You can call it a desire, or you can call it an ambition.
你可以把它称为是个渴望，或者是把它称为是理想。
But the bottom line is, it's our destination.
追根究底，它就是我们所要抵达的目的地。
Sometimes it works out, we arrived safely.
有的时候一切就绪，那我们就平安的抵达了。
Sometimes they do not, and we do not arrive at all.
有的时候事情就不是那么的顺利，那我们就甚至是根本没有抵达。
When Jesus said to the disciples one night, let us go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
当主告诉在一个晚上告诉他的门徒说，让我们就是渡到这海的加利利海的另一边。
Jesus got into a ship with his disciples.
耶稣他就上了船跟他的门徒同在船上。
And while they were on their way, Jesus fell asleep.
他们在途中的时候耶稣他就睡着了。
In the middle of the night, a storm suddenly appeared.
在那夜里就是风突然刮起突然刮起暴风。
The storm was extremely fierce.
那暴风雨非常的巨大。
The waves were coming into the ship.
这浪就是已经冲进了船。
Even expert fishermen like Peter were very frightened.
那以至于就是蛮有经验的这个渔夫像彼得一样
他
都感到惧怕。
They thought they might die.
他以为说他们就快死了。
And they saw Jesus sleeping as if he did not care.
他们看见耶稣他睡着了，以为他不理会。
And so they awakened the Lord Jesus Christ and said, don't you care that we are about to die?
因此他们就把耶稣叫醒，那他们就说难道我们就快死了，难道你不理吗？
The disciples believed that the storms that they experienced would prevent them from arriving onto the other side of the Galilee Sea.
门徒们就是以为说他们所面对的这风暴将会拦阻他们，以至于他们不能够继续前行抵达加利利海的另一边。
The Apostle Paul had been told by the Lord that you will arrive in Rome.
那使徒保罗就是神告诉他说主告诉他说你将会抵达罗马。
What we see here in Acts 28 verse 1 to verse 6 is another obstacle.
那我们在就是使徒行传28章的第一到第六节看到另外一个拦阻。
In the earlier chapters of the book of Acts, Paul had enemies who tried to kill him.
在之前的经文当中，我们知道说保罗他就是面对 仇敌要杀害他。
There were a lot of powerful men like Felix, Festus, and King Agrippa who thought they had control over Paul's life.
当中是有那些大有权柄的人，就像菲利斯、菲斯杜，还有亚基帕王啊，他们都以为说自己有权柄啊，来掌管保罗的生命。
Then there, of course, was a very fierce storm in the middle of the sea of the Mediterranean.
当然还有那非常巨大的风浪风暴，就是在地中海那里所掀起的这个大风浪。
The storm was so fierce that even though they were in a big ship, the ship went aground and it was broken.
那风浪是那么的巨大，那虽然他们所撑的是那巨大的船，那船也因此而搁浅，就是被风浪打击而破裂了。
But thank God all their lives were spared, and now they found themselves in a tiny island called Melita.
感谢神，所有的人都得救了，那他们这时候发现自己已经到了一个岛，名叫米利大。
Verse 2 says, And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold.
第二节就说土人看待我们有非常的勤奋，因为当时下雨，又天气又冷，就生火接待我们众人。
And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand.
那时保罗拾起一捆柴放在火上，那有一条毒蛇因为热了就出来咬住他的手。
So at first we have the enemies of Paul who tried to stop him from arriving.
那因此我们首先就是有保罗他的仇敌，他们要拦阻他抵达目的地。
That's people.
那些是人。
Then we have nature, a very fierce storm.
而我们也有这个天然界的，就是那非常巨大的风浪。
Then now we have a very poisonous snake.
而这时候又有这带着剧毒的蛇。
Verse 4, And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.
那突然第四节就说突然看见那毒蛇悬在他手上，就彼此说这人必是个凶手，虽然从海里救上来，天理还不容他活着。
Verse 5, And he, that is Paul, shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm.
第五节就说保罗竟把毒蛇甩在火里并没有受伤。
Howbeit, they look when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked and looked and looked a great while,They saw no harm come to him, and they changed their minds, and then they said that he was a god.
这些土人就想，他必定会是肿起来而忽然扑倒，死了。那他们就看了多时，却看见他没有受到任何的伤害。那他们就改变念头，他们就说他应当是个神。
The first thing we see concerning arrival as children of God on earth is that no arrival can be stopped.
我们首先看到的就是要来抵达在地面上，那神属于身为神的儿女，那我们要抵达目的地，那是没有任何事情能够拦阻的。
The enemies of Paul could not stop it.
保罗的仇敌不能够阻止他。
The fierce storm could not stop it.
那巨大的风暴不能够阻止他。
Even a poisonous snake could not stop it.
甚至是这带着剧毒的蛇也不能够阻止他。
This was an incident I'm sure the people of Mileto must have seen many times, and every time the person bitten by this viper died.
像这样的事情我相信说那些在米利大的岛上的人他们应当是多次的看见过这样的事情，那当然他们每一次所见到的都是当一个人被这种毒蛇给咬到的话，就肯定是死的。
In other words, not even death could stop our arrival.
那换句话说甚至是死亡也不能够拦阻我们抵达目的地。
Why is that the case?
为什么是这样子呢？
Why can't people stop it? Why can't creation stop it? Why can't death stop it?
那为何人不能够拦阻？为何自然界不能拦阻？为何甚至是死亡也无法拦阻呢？
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because if people can stop it, the storm can stop it, death can stop it, it means these are greater and more powerful than God.
因为若人能够拦阻，若风暴能够拦阻，若那毒蛇能够拦阻的话，那就意味着说这一些都比神还要巨大。
That's why the storm could not stop Jesus and the disciples from arriving on the other side of Galilee.
那这也就是为什么那风暴不能够拦阻耶稣基督跟他的门徒来抵达加利利海的另一边。
That's why when God said, Paul, you will be in Rome. He will be in Rome.
那这也就是为什么当主告诉保罗说你将会到抵达罗马，那他就肯定要到抵达罗马。
When God said certain things about us, the final arrival will come to pass.
当神这样的对我们说的时候，那我们就知道说那我们最终必定会抵达一切都会照着神所说的来成就。
Did God say that all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will one day arrive in heaven?
神是否也告诉我们每一个相信耶稣基督的人有一天我们都会到天堂去？
You think there is anything or anyone on earth that can stop us from arriving in heaven?
你想是有在地面上有任何的人或者是事物能够拦阻我们抵达天堂吗？
We have to make sure that we are truly born again in Christ.
我们需要确保说自己已经真实的重生得救。
That we must do.
那是我们当行的。
Because if we do not arrive in heaven,It is not because God has failed. It's because we did not truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we remain in our sin.
因为如果我们没有办法如果我们没有不能够抵达天堂，那是并不是因为神做不到而是因为我们没有真实的来信靠耶稣基督，我们仍然留在最终。
Sinners cannot enter heaven.
罪人不能够进入天堂。
It is a place of holiness where only saints who are holy ones can enter.
那是一个圣洁的所在，那唯有圣洁的人圣徒能够到达那里。
But once you are born again in Christ, Do not worry, you will arrive in heaven. Nothing can stop it.
那只要你就是已经重生得救，那你在基督里重生得救，那就没有任何事情能够拦住你，你必定会安然的抵达那目的地。
Do not be afraid.
那我们不需要惧怕。
The second thing we learn is that nothing can stop our arrival. We have to be busy before our arrival.
那我们第二方面所要学习的就是我们除了说没有任何事物能够拦阻我们抵达目的地，我们也要来在抵达目的地之前就是殷勤的来劳碌。
God allowed the shipwreck to occur in Paul's life.
神容许这样的一个船坏的事情发生在保罗的身上。
God purposely allowed the viper to bite him as well.
那神也刻意的容许这毒蛇来咬他。
And God will now use this miracle to draw the attention of the people to focus on what Paul is about to share and do in their lives.
那神就借用这样的这发生在保罗身上的这些神迹来吸引众人让他们就是来注意的来就是关注了他保罗所要见证的。
And so we see that from verse 7 to verse 10.
而我们就从第七到第十节看到这一点。
We must be busy working, serving, witnessing for Christ before arrival.
我们应当是忙碌于勤奋的而且是殷勤的来服侍基督在我们抵达终点之前。
Verse 7 says, In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, that is, dysentery, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary.
第七节说，离那地不远有田产是岛长布百留的，他接纳我们，尽情款待三日。当时布百留的父亲患热病和痢疾。躺着，保罗进去为他祷告，安守在他身上，治好了他。从此岛上其余 的病人也来得了医治。他们又多方尊敬我们，到了开船的时候也把我们所需用的送到船上。
Paul stayed here in this island for 3 months.
保罗在这岛上居住3个月。
He served the Lord.
他服侍主。
He was busy witnessing for Christ.
他就是为着见证耶稣基督而忙碌。
Just imagine how wonderful it is for us before our arrival.
我们可以想象到就是若是这样的话，在我们还没有抵达之前能够这样的话，是那是何等的美好。
We do the work of Jesus Christ.
我们就是来做耶稣基督所要我们做的工。
When we speak the words of the Bible, we are speaking the words of Jesus Christ.
而我们传讲圣经的话语的时候，那我们是在传讲耶稣基督的言论。
When we do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们就是做主耶稣基督的工的时候，那我们就是主耶稣基督的手。
When we go to where Jesus wants us to go, we are the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们去到耶稣基督要我们去的地方的时候，我们就像是耶稣基督的脚。
That's why before our final arrival in heaven, there are a lot of small little destinations.
因此在我们抵达那我们的终极的目的地在天上之前在间中在路途中我们也有一些中途站这些中途的目的地。
You remember the first day you came to this church?
你还记得你第一天来到这教堂的时候吗？
This was not an accident.
那不是个意外。
The Lord brought you here.
是主把你带到这地方。
The Lord was the one who encouraged you to stay.
而主是他本身鼓励你继续留下来。
If the Lord wants you to be in this church, no obstacle can prevent it.
若是神愿意你留在这教会里，没有任何的事情能够来拦阻。
If the Lord wants you to be in a particular school, young people, nobody can stop you from arriving and studying in that school.
那若是神愿意你就是去到某一个学校对年轻人来讲，对，去到某一个学校来学习，那就没有任何事情能够拦阻你来抵达就是到达那个学校。
If the Lord wants you to be in that company to work, no one can stop you from arriving in that company and work there.
那如果是神的心意要你去到某一个公司在那里来工作，那就没有任何事情能够拦阻你，让你能够抵达那家公司来服侍。
Before Paul arrived in Rome,The Lord wanted him to be in this island, Melita.
那在保罗抵达罗马之前，那神主他愿意保罗就是来到这个岛屿叫米利大。
Because there were sinners in the island of Melita who needed to be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在这米利大岛上有那些仍然在罪中的罪人，他们需要来听到福音得蒙拯救。
There are a lot of people in your school and in your workplace whom Jesus wants to save.
那在你所在的公司或者是所在的学校里，有许多还没有得救的人是耶稣基督要拯救的。
You have to be very, very conscious of your arrival.
那你必须对自己能够抵达那里你必须清楚的知道。
The purpose of your arrival is for Jesus' sake.
你要抵达那里的那用意那目的是为着耶稣基督的缘故。
In the world out there, for Jesus' sake means pointing sinners to the Savior by sharing the gospel.
在世上当我们说为着基督的缘故，那意思就是说我们要来让就是把罪人指向救赎主耶稣基督。
For Jesus' sake, in the church, you are to serve the Lord before your arrival by helping brothers and sisters in Christ to be stronger Christians.
那在教会里面，那为这基督的缘故，那意思就是说，那我们要就是借着我们的服事来帮助弟兄姊妹，那成为更好的基督徒。
We have to be very conscious of our arrival wherever we are.
我们必须对自己就是无论我们在哪里，我们都必须清楚知道自己在那里的意义。
If we are not conscious of this, we will be wasting our time doing nothing.
那我们若不是清楚的知道的话，那我们将会是在那里就是浪费时间，根本不能够有任何的成就。
Those who are not conscious that they are in their office because of Christ, they will work for money, not Christ.
那些在公司里面的，那若是他们不知道说自己在那里是因着耶稣基督的缘故，他们就不会为着主来忙碌来服侍，而他们只会就是为着钱财来就是忙着赚取钱财。
This is also true for those who are studying. They won't study for Christ, they study for self.
那在学校里的学生们也一样，若是这样子，他们也不会为着基督来就是来追求来学习，而是为着自己来学习。
This is also true for those who arrive in church as well.
对那些来到教会当中的也一样。
They think they're here by accident, not by the Lord's direction.
他们以为说他们是在意外的情况来到这里，而不是按照神的安排、神的指示来到。
That's why some of them they come, they do nothing, and then when they face problems, they might even create problems. They will just simply say bye bye and leave.
因此当中有一些人，他们来到他们就是毫无作为。那当他们遇见困难的时候，那甚至是他们也会是制造一些的麻烦，那之后他们就招招手说再见。
But those who are conscious of the Lord's direction, they know that everywhere they arrive, the Lord has a purpose for them, either to point sinners to the Savior, or to help brothers and sisters in Christ to become stronger and better Christians.
那些清楚知道自己为何被带到那些地方的，那他们就肯定是能够好好的来为主而活。他们要不是就是把罪人指向耶稣基督，他们就是帮助弟兄姐妹能够成为更美好的基督徒。
They will be busy serving the Lord before their final arrival in heaven.
那他们就会忙碌于服侍主，那直到他们抵达天堂那最后的目的地。
Nothing can stop our arrival.
没有任何一件事情能够拦阻我们抵达。
But we have to be busy before our arrival.
然后我们在抵达之前，我们必须是忙碌工作的。
You and I must not waste our time.
你我不应当浪费时光。
Because once we arrived home in heaven, everything on earth stops.
因为一旦我们抵达天堂，那一切在地面上的事情就静止了。
And you will not be able to serve him on earth any longer.
而你也不能够继续在地面上来服侍他了。
Let's apply this personally as well.
让我们把这应用在自己的身上。
Some of you may think that you are called to be married.
那我们当中可能有人就是以为说我蒙呼召是要来结婚。
And you have not arrived at that stage where you are married.
而你还没有抵达那样的一个阶段，就是还没有结婚。
And if you are really called to be married, do you think anything on earth can stop God from bringing marriage into your life?
那如果你真是蒙召要来结婚的话，你想会有任何事情能够拦阻神把你带到就是婚姻的阶段嘛。
So some of them are very fearful.
因此当中有一些人他们就非常惧怕。
As they grow older and older, They now think that, well, I will never get married.
当他们的年岁天天的增长的时候，他就在想说啊，我应该是不能够结婚了。
And some of them do foolish things. They take matters into their own hands, and they marry someone that is not even a Christian.
那因此当中有一些人就做了一些愚蠢的事情，那他们就就是靠着自己的力量来行事，那他们甚至会跟一些还没有信主的人来结婚。
And then their nightmare begins.
那因此他们的噩梦就开始了。
Instead, they should have patiently wait and busily serving the Lord before the Lord make it a reality.
那其实他们当做的就是忙碌的来服侍神，那就让神来带领，让事情来成就。
Prepare yourself spiritually so that you will be ready, and the Lord knows, before the Lord brings someone into your life for you to marry.
我们殷勤的来服侍，来预备在属灵上来增长，那一直到神把某个人带到我们生命中。
Is it not true that every phase of our lives is like a destination?
我们生活中的每一阶段岂不就像是一个终点吗？
We are God's children.
我们都是神的儿女。
God loved us when we were sinners.
当我们仍然还是个罪人的时候，神就已经爱我们。
Why do you think he will love you less, or he will forget you after he has made you into his child?
那你怎么会这样子想说，以为说他让你成为他的儿女之后，他就会把你遗忘了，或者说爱你少一些呢？
If he wants certain things to come into your life, nothing can stop him from bringing it into fruition.
那如果他要使到某件事情来发生在你的身上，那就不会有任何事能够来拦阻这事情来成就。
And that brings us to our third and final point. You will certainly arrive.
那这就带领我们进入的第三点，就是最后一点啊，就是说你肯定会抵达。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
You have to trust him.
你必须信靠他。
You have to follow his lead.
你必须就是跟随着他的引领。
Don't go ahead of him and get him to follow you.
不要走在他的前头，让他来跟随你。
And so the Lord prepared a ship of Alexandria, verse 11, which had wintered in the isles, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. And landing in Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days, and from thence we fetched a compass and came to Regium, and after 1 day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, verse 14, where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days, and so we went toward Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Apiforum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage.
第十一节说，过了三个月，我们上了亚历山大的船，前往前行。这船以丢失双子为记，是在那海岛过了冬的，到了希拉谷，我们停泊3日，又从那里绕行，来到了基利翁。过了一天，起了南风，第二天就来到了布丢利。第14节，在那里遇见弟兄们，请我们与他们同住7天，这样我们来到罗马，那里的弟兄一听见我们的信息，就出来到亚比武斯 和山馆的地方迎接我们。保罗见了他们就感谢神，放心壮胆。
A few days here, a few days there, encouraging, witnessing, and finally he arrived.
在这地方几天，在另一处几天，无论他到哪里，他都是在那里劝勉人，在那里做见证，那最后他就抵达了。
Paul was very conscious of the Lord's presence in ensuring his arrival.
保罗他对于就是神就是确保他能够来去到目的地，他是清楚知道的。
Was it a surprise to you that Paul thanked God for his arrival?
保罗为着他能够抵达目的地，他感谢神，这会令你感到惊讶吗？
We should not be.
我们不应当感到惊讶。
We should be able to share with Paul concerning this feeling of thankfulness.
我们应当与保罗有同感，就是这样的，有这样的一个感谢神的心。
When you know in your heart that this is where the Lord wants you to be, and then you can see the hand of God in overcoming all the obstacles, and while you are busy serving the Lord, and now you finally arrive, you can't help it but to thank God, isn't it?
如果你清楚知道是神把你带到某一处，那你也忙碌的在那里来服侍为这主的缘故，那么主也亲手的为你排开万难，解除各样的拦阻。当你抵达的时候，那你肯定要来向神来献上感谢。
Rome was not heaven.
罗马并不是天堂。
He thanked God he arrived in Rome.
他为着抵达罗马，他感谢神。
But it was still a very big city of sin.
而这仍然是个罪恶的大城大都市。
And his ministry was still very much required.
而他这更是很需要在这地方来服侍。
And so he took courage.
那因此他就是放心壮胆。
To face whatever he had to face in Rome.
他就来面对就是在罗马来面对他所当面对的一切。
Paul had already surrendered his life to the Lord.
保罗已经把他生命交托给主。
And so verse 16 says, when he came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered, that is allowed, to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him.
那第十六节就说，他进了罗马城的时候，那百夫长就把众囚犯交给御营统领，那唯有保罗蒙准他得到批准，就和一个看守他的兵丁另住在一处。
Paul was not treated like a common criminal because he was not a common criminal.
那保罗并没有被就是当作是囚犯来款待，因为他并不是个囚犯。
He was placed under house arrest.
而他是被软禁起来。
His ministry for the Lord was not over yet.
他为主他服侍主的生涯还没有结束。
Many will come to visit Paul and many would be saved.
许多人会来探望保罗，那许多人当中许多人也蒙恩得救。
There will also be others who will come and visit him and be strengthened in the faith.
而也有一些他们来探望保罗，他们因着这样而在信心上得到坚固。
While Paul was in Rome, he would write the epistles that we call the prison epistles.
当保罗抵达罗马的时候，那他就会在那里来写那些的书信，我们就是把它称为监狱书信。
This would include the epistle to the Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians.
这就包括了就是以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书。
Paul will die in Rome.
保罗 将会死在罗马。
And then he will enter his final destination, that's heaven itself.
那之后他就进入他的那终极的终点，那就是天堂。
Our lives, like that of Paul, is a series of destination.
我们的生命就像保罗的生命一样，我们有一系列的终点。
And our final destination is heaven itself.
而我们的终极 的这个终点就是天堂本身。
We must live like the Apostle Paul.
我们当效法保罗这样子的来生活。
He was very conscious of the presence of God in his life.
他对神在他生命中这样的一件事情他是清楚明白的。
This allowed him to be very conscious that he was serving the Lord Jesus Christ in his life.
而这使到他很清晰的知道说自己在生命中是他就是在那里来服侍耶稣基督。
Every aspect of his life was a destination that the Lord was the one who brought him there.
他的生命中的每一方面都是他的一个终点就是神本身把他带到那里。
Whatever you are going through right now in your life,
你在生命中所遇见的无论是什么事情
be conscious of the Lord's doing.
要清楚知道神的作为在其中。
If it is in disobedience, the Lord has done something to chastise you to bring you back unto himself.
那若是因为你没有顺服神，那神就使一些事情来发生，来管教你，让你回转来跪向他。
If it is not, bear in mind that the Lord wants to use you to be a blessing to others as you serve Him.
那若不是那样，那你要清楚知道说，神是要来使用你，来把福气带给其他的人。
Nothing can stop God from our arrival.
没有一样事情能够拦阻神把我们带到目的地。
Be busy before our final arrival in heaven.
让我们都忙碌的来服侍在我们还没有抵达我们就是天堂那终极的目的地之前。
For our arrival in heaven is certain.
因为我们到我们抵达天堂那目的地那是肯定的。
No one and nothing can stop God from fulfilling His promise to us in Christ Jesus.
没有任何人或者是任何事物能够来拦阻我们来就是继续服侍一直到我们抵达目的地。
Let us pray.
让我们起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱，圣天父。
We thank and praise thee, O Lord, that there are no accidents in our lives.
我们感谢主，在我们生命中并没有任何的意外。
You will always direct our footsteps.
因为你时刻都会来指引我们的每一脚步。
Help us to be very conscious of thy holy presence.In every aspect of our lives.
求主帮助我们来清楚知道你的同在在我们生命中的每一环每一节。
We know that based upon your promises that one day we will all arrive home in glory.
我们知道说按照你所应许的我们每一个信靠你的人都有一天会抵达天堂的荣耀里。
Help us to be busy serving the Lord before our final arrival in heaven.
求主帮助我们在我们还没有抵达那终极的目标之前让我们都忙碌的来服侍。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪污。
Help us to serve thee faithfully before we return home to glory.
帮助我们让我们都忠心的来服侍你在我们抵达回到天家之前。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.